Hey everyone. Hey, so if you don't know me, my name is Happy. I am a life group leader at Firehouse. So before I start, how many of you follow Firehouse on Instagram? Like four. Great. Okay, so by the end, not now, but by the end of tonight, I want everybody to be following Firehouse_youth. So today, in preparation for tonight, I put a few polls on the Instagram story. How many of you like Instagram polls? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Like you put it on your story and it's like, hey, is Samaya going to pass her driver's test? Yes or no? That was one I did. Two people voted no that are in this room. That was awkward. So I put a few Instagram stories up, so we're going to look at them real quick. My first poll is every single person in this room going to get a quarter, or is one person going to get a dollar? Thankfully, y'all voted for one person a dollar, so one person in this room gets a dollar. Who wants it? Okay, so this is how we're going to decide this. Pick a number 1 through 10. Okay, in your mind, put it down. Okay, raise your hand if your number was 4. Okay, that wasn't it. Put it down. Okay, raise your hand if your number was 5. Oh, like 3 people. Okay, y'all 3, come up. Don't say that. Okay, ready? Right now, I'm going to do another one. Ready? Pick a number 1 through 10. Ready? What's your number?
5.
7. Oh, my number was 7. You get a dollar. Okay. Everybody give him a round of applause. That was actually Caleb's dollar, so thank him later. Okay, so my next poll is, should I juggle or should I break a board on fire? For this one, I'm also glad for the winner because I can't juggle. So after Firehouse, you can meet me in the volleyball net-ish looking thing that's now like a sandcastle, and I will break a board on fire for y'all. Sound like a plan?
Yeah.
Okay. This is my next poll. Should I follow the will of God? Okay, now 97% of you said yes. I know who said no. It's okay. We love them anyway. But that's my whole question. When I say, okay, everybody, look up here. I know it's exciting. I love Instagram polls too. But this is the thing. When I asked you, what should I do tonight? Okay, I heard what your desire was. I know what your will was. So I am following your will. Does that make sense? Yeah, sort of. Okay. So you made a decision. You said, I desire for you to give $1 away. So when I did that, I was following your will. So tonight when we're talking about doing God's will, that means we're doing what God desires for us to do in our lives. Okay. So this whole sermon series from Rob 2 weeks ago to Creighton in a few weeks and Zach, it's talking about what is God's will for you in your life, but also mainly focusing on this summer. See, I took away what we were going to do tonight based on your post on Instagram. Here's my question for you. Are you living your life based off of what Instagram or your friends tell you you should do? Are you living your life based off of what God is telling you to do? Okay, and I want y'all to think about that today as we read our verse in Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 17. And we're going to look at it real quick, and it says, so don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Okay, and before we start, we're going to pray, and we're going to continue. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you for these group of kids, Lord. I just pray that they will understand how much they are loved. Not only by their life group leaders, but more importantly, that they're loved by you and that you want to have a relationship with them. I pray that you will use me to speak to them, Lord, and that you will just change our hearts to be more like you. In your name I pray. Amen. Okay, so we're going to look at this verse. It's really short, you guys, so pay attention because it's going to be really exciting, okay? And if we don't pay attention, I might forget my matches, so that would be sad. Okay, but it says, so don't be foolish, okay? And so what does it mean? Like, don't be foolish. And so many times we think of like, oh, if you're foolish, then you're going to do this. Or sometimes we'll be like, oh, that person's just like not, they don't know what's going on. Okay, I want to look at foolish. And there's another word or another verse that we talk about being foolish. And it's in 1 Corinthians 2:14-15. And I'm going to turn to it real quick. Thankfully, it's really close because I forgot to put my bookmark in it. So 1 Corinthians 2:14-15, and it says, "But the person without the Spirit does not receive what comes from God's Spirit, because it is foolishness to him." And I want y'all to know this. In the Bible, it says, don't be foolish. And it also says, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you can't help but be foolish. Okay? So that's kind of a big, important thing for us to start with. If you don't have God, you can't help but to be foolish in his eyes, okay? And so I want y'all to focus on that for a second and think, do I have a relationship with God? Am I following after him? Because no matter what else I say, it's not going to matter if you don't know who God is, okay? If you haven't decided that he's the most important thing to you, the next 15, 20 minutes, hour, no, I'm just kidding, the next amount of time is not going to matter because you won't be following after God for his will. And I just want to encourage y'all that following after God's will isn't boring. It's not just this thing of I can't do this, I can't do that, this has to happen, I have to be here. That's not what it's like. How many of you are seniors? We got a few. Okay, I see two. I know we have more seniors. Okay, how many of y'all are juniors? Okay, there you go. How many of you have a college plan? Like any plans? Okay, there we go. We got a few more hands. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. I really like to plan things, okay? I don't really like to be like, oh, I'll get there, I'll see what happens. I really like to plan things. So and when I was in seventh grade, I had my future 10 years planned out, which would be like, I think this year, actually. So I had my future planned out. I was going to go to Southeastern University. I'm a fifth degree black belt. That's how I can break boards on fire. And so I was going to go to Southeastern on the first Taekwondo scholarship. Okay, they were making this scholarship to give to me that they'd been working through. I was going to train at the headquarters of my association school. I was going to major in sports management, and I was going to open a Taekwondo camp by the time I graduated. Okay, and I was going to get married and run the camp with him. It was going to be a great plan, okay? So that was my plan from like 12 years old to senior, okay? That's a long time to have my plan, right? Okay, the problem with that plan was that was my will. That was my desires. So I'm going to church, and I go to West Virginia on a mission trip with First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. And we were having a great time. I was a senior. It was a great trip. I was really looking forward to it because it was me and like 50 of my best friends going on this trip. And then I was going to graduate. I was going to be like, see y'all like later. I'm going to college. I was really excited. All my friends, with the exception of Bethany and Rachel, were like leaving. Okay, so Bethany and Rachel were staying here. Everybody else was leaving. Like, to say I was going to lose all my friends is not like a huge exaggeration, especially because Bethany and Rachel were seniors. Things happen. Like, you got to do all this stuff at school. I wasn't going to be at school the same hour. So I was like, if I don't go to college, I will lose all my friends. Southeastern is where I'm going. Okay, are y'all following? Okay, so it's like the third day of this mission trip. And I get on the bus, and I just feel the Holy Spirit come over and say, I don't want you to go to Southeastern. I want you to stay home and invest in the younger kids of your church. And like the spiritual person that I was, I go, that wasn't God, see ya, okay? And I was like, there's no way. I'm not staying home with these little seventh graders. I'm not staying home while all my friends get to go and meet new people. I'm not staying home and going to Eastern Florida State instead of Southeastern. And I'm not staying home to run this little Taekwondo school of like three or four people when I could be going to the headquarters school. Like, that doesn't make sense, right? Okay? So I go, and I sit down on the bus, and I'm like, man, like, this kind of stinks. Like, I can't really, like, kick off this feeling. So I go to my best friend, Nicole, and I go, hey, so I feel like God's telling me that I should stay home and not go to Southeastern. And she looked at me, she goes, I don't think you can do that. And again, in my great spiritual maturity, I go, yes, Nicole says no, that means God says no, I'm set. So I'm like, I'm going to Southeastern, see y'all. Okay, so I get home from this great mission trip that I'm serving God in, and I again can't shake this feeling. And literally, Nicole's the only person I told, because again, if you tell somebody else God told me to do something, you can't really back down, right? So I like didn't tell anybody, I didn't tell my parents, I didn't tell a soul. So I get home, and I remember like sitting there and just praying about it and praying about it and going, Lord, change your mind, change your mind. I don't want to stay here. Like, this is terrible. And I finally said, you know what? I'm done. Fine. I'm going to Southeastern because it's a Christian college, and if I go to a Christian college, I'm glorifying you. At that moment, I felt like I was going to throw up. And I was like, So I went and told my parents. I said, hey, I'm staying home. I wasn't too happy about it. Again, in my great spiritual maturity, I wasn't too thrilled. So then I come to Firehouse. Again, have not told a soul. And I come to Firehouse, and I'm a little bitter. And Sarah James comes up to me and goes, hey, so we were praying about who would be a good Sunday school teacher to the new middle schoolers, and we felt like God said your name. Would you be interested in doing that? The crazy thing is, I hadn't told anybody. Everybody knew. Like, my senior graduation, I stood on that stage, said, I'm going to Southeastern, see y'all. Nobody knew, but yet, God had already prepared a better path for me. Y'all may not know this, but y'all are part of that group that God called me home. Chelsea and Caitlin and Becca and a lot of y'all others, I've had them since seventh grade, and now they're graduating from high school, and I hope they know I would give the world for them. I've gotten to sit through them as they've gone through fun experiences, as they've gone through bad experiences. I've got to pray for them. I kept running my Taekwondo school, and now I'm walking a student through losing his mom and having to step up and kind of be a female role model in his life. I'm getting to sit through my Taekwondo student as she prepares for ACL surgery tomorrow. I get to love on these kids. I've gotten to go to Miami and train with Olympians. I've gotten to go to Guatemala and share the gospel. I've gotten to do a summer camp where I watched 10 kids got saved. That wasn't because I was so great. That's because God kept me in his will, and I followed after him, and I didn't go to Southeastern like I had planned. God's plan was better for me. I got to have a front row seat to see God work because I was willing to give up what I wanted to follow God. Again, like I said, it wasn't because I was this great spiritual mature person. I was probably bitter for a solid year. But God worked through me still, kept giving me grace, kept giving me mercy. And because I was willing to follow him, or because he brought me through, I got a front row seat to see God work, and I would not change it for the world. Okay, so I just want to start with that. I realize a lot of times it might be easy to say, I want things of this world, but I promise you, it's not. So now we're at this thing of, how do I know what God's will is for my life, okay? A lot of you might be sitting there going, Happy, you know what? That story sounds great, but I'm not hearing God speaking to me. What do I do? How do I know God's will? So I want y'all to walk away with three practical ways on how to know which way to go when you're following God's will. Okay, does that sound good? Can y'all handle three, like, main points? Okay. So number one is scripture. Sound good? Does that make sense? Everybody say scripture. Okay. If you don't know what scripture says about God, you are making up who God is and you are making an idol. That sounds really harsh, but it's true. If you don't know who God is, then you are serving a false god, because God is the God of scripture. Okay? He is the one who created the world, and we have very specific instructions. We have very specific direction, very specific examples of who God is. But so many times we go, yeah. Hold on, let me put my bookmark here so I don't ruin that. Yeah, I'm a Christian. There's my Bible. And I'm going to live over here. Okay? How many of y'all have a best friend? Okay. How many of you know what your best friend likes or dislikes? Okay. How do you know that? Uh-huh, yeah. I didn't hear what y'all said at all. But I'm assuming that you said that you spend time with them, okay? You know what they would say. This weekend, it was my best friend's 25th birthday. We're getting old, but that's okay. It was my best friend's 25th and, best friend's 25th birthday, okay? And so I said, you know what, Haley? I will make you a 25-year-old scavenger hunt. So we did this amazing race, and I had made my plans, and I wrote clues, and then Haley, myself, and our two other friends went and did the scavenger hunt. And it was really fun, but you know what made the scavenger hunt making it really easy? Like, do you know why it was easy for me? Because I made it, but also because I knew my best friend, okay? Not like what made it easy for me to do. It was easy to make for Haley because Haley's a very unique human being, and it was very easy to know what she was going to like. So, for example, I'm making these envelopes, and I was going to write The Amazing Race, and I was like, Haley's just a little bit more like sparkly and pizzazzy. So I wrote, Haley is amazing race. And she loved it. It was all over her Snapchat. She was like, yes, Haley is amazing. So then we go to the next thing, and we get her foods that she likes to eat because she can't eat a lot of food. So I was like, okay, listen, we're going to make this easy. We're going to Publix. You can eat whatever you want. Okay? Then we went shopping. She loves to shop. She loves to relax. So I gave her $1, and she got a massage in the massage chairs, which are awesome. Then we went to the beach. And I knew that I could have Haley make a castle, but I knew that she would like it much better if she got to judge us while making the castle and judging me and like, okay, you get first, you get second, you get third. And so when she read the clue saying, Haley gets to decide who wins, she was super excited, okay? And at the end, she was like, I feel so loved. This is the thing. If I came up to you and said, hey, make an amazing race scavenger hunt for Haley, how many of you would actually know what to do? Okay, you wouldn't, okay? Because you don't know her like I do, okay? And it was so cool to see Haley feel loved because I was able to love her because I knew what she liked, okay? I have a question for you. Do you know what God likes? Do you spend time with him in Scripture knowing who he is, knowing what he prefers, knowing that he's faithful? Do you know that it says God is love and so that God loves you? Do you know that the Bible says that God would leave 99 people just to seek you out because he loves you that much? Do you know that God is faithful? Do you know that God is patient? Do you know that God is kind? Do you know that God is waiting for you? Do you know that God wants you to follow him? Do you know that God hates sin, but he loves the sinner, so that's why he sent his son to die for you? All those things are things that we can find in Scripture, okay? So here's my question for you. Do you know who God is, okay? Because it's going to be really hard to say, Lord, I want to honor you with my life, so I'm going to go and honor you with my career. But if you don't know who God is, how are you going to follow his will? Okay, so everybody say Scripture. Okay, number two. Point number two is going back to Scripture is knowing who God is, and that's through Scripture, but also just knowing that he has a will for you. He has a plan for you, okay? That actually isn't point number two. I just put my bullet there, so I was trying to hide it, but you can't. I'm just gonna delete that. Point number two is the Holy Spirit, okay? John 14:26, it says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance of all that I have said to you. Okay, I'm going to redo that. Sorry. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you your remembrance all that I have said to you. Okay? The Holy Spirit is your helper. Say, the Holy Spirit's my helper. Awesome. Okay, this means that you know Scripture, and then when you accept Christ, he fills you with the Holy Spirit So that way, you have a little bit more help. Because how many of you have opened up the Bible? I want you to raise your hand if this has happened to you, because I will be amazed. Okay? You opened it and you said, okay, Caitlin Harrison, you are supposed to go to NGU for college. Anybody said that? No, it's not there. Okay? How many of you have been like, Lord, what should I do with my life? And opened it and be like, you need to go step by step by step by step. How many has that happened to you? No, it hasn't. There's two reasons for that. One, God doesn't want you to trust a plan. He wants you to trust Him. Okay? So if He says, hey, Happy, you're going to do this, and then this, and then this, and then after this, go do this, and then major in this, and then get your master's in this, then all of a sudden, I'm not looking at God. I'm going, okay, He said to do this, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm doing this, and I'm not looking at God. I'm focusing on a plan. Okay? Reason number two is because God gives you the Holy Spirit to help you in direction. Okay? So I'm going to be honest with you. I was really amazed how this was the sermon or the idea that I was given to speak about, because I'm struggling with what God's will for me is for the next step. Like I said before, when I was a freshman in college, God said, stay here and be a leader at Firehouse. Okay? Well, now my girls are graduating, okay? And I graduated from college, and now I'm going, okay, God, what's for me next? And so now I'm sitting here, and I'm facing two job offers, okay? I have two places I could go to work. And I went to last weekend, or 2 weekends ago, I really don't know when. 2 weekends ago, I went, and how many of you have heard of our saying, like, who's your five? Okay? Okay, so if you don't know what that is, what we say in our church is, who's your five? Who are the five people, and it can be more, and it can be less, of who you're trying to share the gospel with? Okay, does that make sense? So my number one of my number five has a dad, and his name, I call him Pops, okay? And so I went to this Taekwondo tournament, and I was talking to him. I was like, hey, Pops, how you doing? He was like, good. And he looked at me, he said, so do you have a real job yet? And I was like, no, thanks for the reminder, though. And I said, actually, I have these two offers, and I'm not sure which one I'm going to take. And he looked at me, he said, that's easy. And I said, okay, let's hear this. And he said, the one that gives you more money and the best benefits, take that one. And I said, no, that's not what I'm making my decision on. He goes, what are you making it on? And I said, well, these kids love Jesus, and I know them really well, and so I feel like God could use me in this way, but for this job, God could use me in this way. So right now, I'm just waiting on which way God wants to use me and where He wants me, so that way the kids get discipled the best. He looked at me like, you're as crazy as I thought you were, okay? But this is the thing. That's not the normal way. When you choose to follow God's will, you're not going to go the normal way of the world. The world's going to tell you, chase the best money, chase the biggest income, chase all these things. But God's going to say, don't chase those things, because those things are going to fade. Chase me. Okay? So the whole point of that is, as I'm making that decision, I'm seeking the Holy Spirit. I'm seeking, God, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to do the easiest path or the hardest path? Do you want me to go full-time? Do you want me to go part-time? Do you want me to be at this school? Do you want me to be at that school? Or here's another crazy option. Do you want me to say no to all of it and just sit here and wait for you even more? Okay? And the coolest thing is, I know when I'm following God, He's going to open the right doors for me, so I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry about the paycheck that's coming in, because in a year I'm kicked off of my parents' insurance. I don't have to worry about the building of my Taekwondo school, because I know it's God's ministry and He's going to provide. I don't have to worry because I am following God's will and He's going to provide. Okay, so everybody say Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Okay. Pop quiz, because I'm an education major. What's number one? Scripture. What's number two?
Holy Spirit.
Good. And number three is community. Okay? Number three is seeking wise counsel. If I were to make a decision and I would go to Pops and I say, okay, Pops, this is my decision. What do you think? Pops is very wise. I love him. He's like a third dad to me. He's great. But I already have a second dad. I just felt bad like skipping over him. It's like my mom's best friend's husband. It's okay. It doesn't matter. So sorry, that was a huge distraction. All right. So I would go to him, but if I were to go to him, he wouldn't point me back to Christ, right? Right? Right. Okay. So I want to go to somebody who's going to say, listen, I don't know the answer to this question, okay? If you ever go to somebody and say, hey, what should I do with my life? And they say, you need to go here, here, and here. They aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing. You want to go to somebody who's going to say, I don't know, but I'm going to pray with you, okay? This is what Scripture says. And this is what the Holy Spirit, let's wait for the Holy Spirit. Do you notice how that third thing goes back to the first two? No? Okay. Do you realize how the third person, the community, goes back to the first two? Yes. Thanks, you guys. Okay? And so those are the three things I want you. Again, community is kind of the third thing because it is important to surround yourself with somebody who's pointing you to Scripture, but you really want to follow God. Okay? So here's my challenge for you. How well do you know God? I know it can be easy to say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian, I'm following God. I go sit at Firehouse every Wednesday night. That's great. Are you listening? Are you really sitting there going, I'm really seeking after you? There has been times in my life, just being completely honest, I've already kind of said everything else about me. There's been times in my life where I sat through church really upset. Like, I really just don't, like, I'm frustrated right now. I feel hurt right now. I don't really want to hear this. Like, I know that when I'm upset and I go to God, I know it's going to be, he's dealing with things in my life, and I know it's not always going to be super fun, but it's better for me. And so when you're here, are you really seeking to follow what God says for you in your life? Are you putting him first? The second thing is, do you have the Holy Spirit? Do you realize that he's alive and active in your life? The coolest thing sometimes is when I'm sitting there and all of a sudden God goes, hey, go talk to that person. And I'm like, that's so awkward. But the coolest thing is when I follow after God, I get a front row seat to see him work. What do you want to live for? Do you want to live for things of today that's going to disappear? Or do you want to live for God that's going to last forever? And I know in high school, it's really cool to have all your friends. At 24, it's really cool to have a lot of friends, okay? I know in high school, it's really cool to have the coolest car. When you're 24, it's really cool to have a car that works, okay? I feel like that was Rachel's amen. Listen, I know things are really cool, but this is the fact of life. I've realized that it's so much more important to follow God, but it's a lot more fun to follow God as well. And I know you might not believe me now, but I promise you, when you follow after God, he's going to give you the desires of your heart because your desires are going to match his, okay? So I'm almost done, but I really want y'all to think about this. Do you know God? Are you seeking after him? And are you willing to follow him no matter where he leads? I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but I'm going to tell you it's going to be good. And so I have one more point. I'm trying to think about what it was. But it must not have been important, okay? So I want y'all just to really think about that, and I want y'all to close your eyes real quick. We're going to do the fun altar call where everybody's like, I really just want to look up. I want you to take a second. And I know sometimes it can be really awkward to close your eyes. I know if you're a sixth grader, it might be really weird because you're new and everything. Listen, I've been to a church where I'm like, I know nobody. The most important thing is you and God right now. I want you to ask, God, do I know who you are? If you don't know who God is, do you want to get to know him? So there might be some of you tonight that has never accepted Christ before. And if you're interested in getting to know him and to start a relationship with him, will you just raise your hand real quick? Okay, and then for the rest of you, if you are saved, I want you to think about this. How do I use my time to follow after God? And so I'm just going to give y'all a few minutes. You don't have to raise your hand. You don't have to do anything. I want you to just pray and say, God, how do you want me to use this summer? Now, I'm praying that some of you will hear God speak to you. Some of you might be like, I don't know if he's speaking to me or not. But I want to encourage you, when you go home, if you're really seeking to seek the Lord, get in your Bible, spend some time in prayer, and give him a chance to talk to you. So many times I think I go to God and say, okay, God, what do you want me to do? And then I run the other direction and start talking or start just speaking myself. Really give him some time to answer. Lord, I thank you for these kids, Lord. I thank you that you have a plan for each and every one of them. I pray that they will follow after you with their full hearts and their full lives, Lord. I pray that they will give it all to you and that you will use them in amazing ways. In your name I pray, amen.